Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's right, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Deb Calvert. She's the author of Discover Questions, Get You Connected, for professional sellers. I consider myself to be a professional seller. And Deb, thank you again for all the good work that you do for folks to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Some more. I need your website, please, and how they can find your book.
You bet. It is peoplefirstps.com. The words people first are spelled out. PS stands for Productivity Solutions. Peoplefirstps.com. And my book, Discover Questions, Get You Connected, is on Amazon.
All right, so check that out, folks. You got a new one coming out soon, right? We're going to launch it on the show later in the year.
We are, sometime this year. Boy, this one is, there's a lot of research to it and partners in it. And
you need to join us.
Thought around it.
We need to pick some time in the summer and get you to preview it. Give us a little peek at it in sometime in the summer.
I would be delighted to
road test it. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good.
So, all right, folks, she's come up with this term, dialogic, which is a way of connecting dialogue and diagnostic and putting those two together to come up with a better way to nurture relationships with prospects, with customers. You know, one of the things that I say, as you know, Deb, is that long before people ever, today in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, long before anybody knows whether you're competitive or not, they've already ruled you in or out based on whether you're relevant to them or not. And your
Absolutely.
your idea of dialogic, that is 103% relevance, isn't it?
It is. So I told you that this is one of the top behaviors, that the seller engages in two-way dialogue with me as he or she strives to understand my needs. But the number one behavior, so we got to package them together, the mm-hmm. top behavior by far sounds like this. It's that the seller fully answers my questions and provides information that is relevant, timely, and useful. So that's the two-way piece of it,
mm-hmm.
and it means we don't get to dodge questions. We have to be right there in the moment with those buyers.
Well, then, see, that's what this comes back to the partner thing that I've been talking about for a long time. Before I was talking about becoming partners with your customers long before I even started doing my radio show, Deb, because that's what I found people were looking for. It saves time. They're looking for people they can trust. I was in the marketplace, Deb, when manufacturers did, I'm trying to remember the exact term, they called it a vendor reduction. That's it, the vendor reduction plan. This went across the country. This went across the economy. And so it was not uncommon for companies to have 2,000-3,000 vendors who called on them. And you know what they did? Back in the 90s, early 90s, they came up with this concept of vendor reduction, and they cut those down to maybe 200, 300.
Yeah.
And so, for example, if they had they might have 10 people selling them a wrench. They cut that down to 2 people. And guess who those 2 people were? Probably people who sounded a lot like your dialogic approach.
You've got to be indispensable, and if you are creating value because of how you listen, because of questions you ask that make people think and engage them, that's how you're relevant, and that's how you're indispensable because of your relevance.
That's right. So talk to us some more about what you found.
Okay, so buyers, they're looking to have this conversation, and when they have this conversation, they say things like, I felt respected. The seller really gave me dignity.
Mm-hmm.
The seller is someone that values me, and I appreciate that. So there are many emotions attached to these simple behaviors of two-way dialogue and listening and answering questions. And it's not that hard. It feels like it might be a big shift. The only thing that's hard about it is sort of what you described there, Jim. It's about how you enter into the conversation. Are you putting the buyer first? Are you seeking to have a partnership? We get so caught up in thinking about closing the sale, thinking about, you know, what is it that I heard that was a little hint of a need, let me just pounce on that
mm-hmm.
one. And we lose the connection as we do those overly selly behaviors.
If you want to be really successful in sales and professional selling, especially to business owners, you have to walk in, obviously, with your kit bag. Obviously, you've got something to sell. Everybody knows that. But you have to walk in and almost be agnostic as to which way the conversation mm-hmm. goes. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. You have to walk in able to do the things that salespeople do, able to hear a buying signal, for example. But you also have to be so confident in the power of being able to help the person who's in front of you, that your intent is to help them. You can't help them if you only mm-hmm. are head down in your bag of tricks. You've got to have the connection before the door opens to help. And you're never going to close anything until you open that relationship. So
my favorite thing to do when I was selling like that, like you're talking about, I still do it some, but not as much as I used to, like every day. And that is, I loved leaving a prospect's office, without selling them anything but having helped them. That made me feel good. And you know what? I always got invited back after that.
You also got referred to other people.
That's exactly right. Hey, I need a website, and tell them how they can find the book.
PeopleFirstTS.com, and
right.
The book, Discover Questions, Get You Connected, is on Amazon.
Hey, Deb, will you come back real soon? You got more to teach us.
I'll be happy to. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Good job today. Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.